Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I've mentioned several times through my websites how much I love and admire Steve Fawcett. If anyone ever asks who I admire most in this day and age, I always say, well, naturally, the relentless pioneer and pursuer of adventure himself, Steve Fawcett. Just in case you don't know, Steve Fawcett is the first person to fly solo around the world in a hot air balloon and has broken numerous flight records. The news of Steve Fawcett missing in his plane in the Nevada mountains comes as a fear blow and shock to me. In fact, it just leaves me with a large lump in my throat and watery eyes. That's how much I love and admire Steve Fawcett. I absolutely enjoy hearing and reading about relentless people. I suppose because I see myself as being a relentless pursuer of adventure and relentlessly living my life too. Steve Fawcett represents the type of person who I would like to walk in their footsteps. Steve Fawcett is a self-made man in every sense of the word who is incredibly intelligent and has a generous and philanthropic spirit. I just love that man. This is painful for me to watch and accept about him, so I can't imagine how his family and friends must feel. The first time I mentioned Steve Fawcett on my other website, I said, try is actually an attempt, but it is not success. Let's not sugarcoat the word try. We have to push past the attempt in order to reach success. That's why you have to be relentless in your pursuit. If you're not going to be relentless, then why should the universe take you seriously and give you what you desire if you're going to just try? Certainly, you may undergo an endeavor, and that's real nice, but you still don't have to push yourself to overcome or succeed. I love the word relentless because it does not get tired. Think of Steve Fawcett. He's relentless. Lance Armstrong. He's relentless. Ellen MacArthur. She's relentless. Jennifer Lopez. She's relentless. Warren McDonald. He's relentless. Think about all the relentless personalities in your own life. Those who have overcome illness, tragedy, and destruction. They are relentless. Steve, Lance, Ellen, Jennifer, and Warren just rocked my world with shock and awe. Steve Fawcett and I have something in common. We both have Venus and Aries in our natal charts, right up there in our 10th house of career recognition and public image. Venus in Aries represents the pioneer and the adventurer. He is a pioneer, and that's what I want to be too. I don't know how I'm going to do it or how it's going to show up, but I know it's there for me too. I keep thinking one day, somehow, some way, I will receive the Nobel Prize for Physics, but I have no idea what I will pioneer in order to manifest that dream, but I'm working on it. Steve Fawcett succeeded at one goal and then created another goal to overcome, which proved that the human spirit can dream and accomplish by merely being relentless. He is relentless. He is a been there, done that type of man, and I love it. He reaches a goal and moves on to the next one. Steve Fawcett lives his life deliberately, purposefully, openly, spiritually, emotionally, romantically, and passionately. May God bless Steve Fawcett, his family, and the search team who is relentlessly pursuing the relentless. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Dénada, Gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.